If the soil is not ready, you can sow seed all day long. And God knows we preachers are guilty. Bless God, I'm going to force this seed right in. But according to the parable of the sower, if the atmosphere is not right, then the harvest is restricted. Though the sower may be good, there's not a seed problem. Read that parable. The problem is the soil. So once the atmosphere is right, and the sower has gone on, when the atmosphere is right, the seed will germinate. There are harmful atmospheres, and we have been guilty of fostering within the church harmful atmospheres that have stunted our growth and interfered with the presence of God. Okay? Watch this. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. Uzziah became king at 16, reigned 52 years. Brother Frank, he started out good, but then his success messed with him, and he got his eyes off of God. And he took it upon himself to use his celebrity status to go in and offer sacrifices. Though the high priest and 80 other priests tried to stop him, he thought, I can do what I want to do and disregard . So Uzziah dies. And only when Uzziah dies do you see the Lord. We have put too many Uzziahs in the pulpits. We've put personalities on the platform. We've brought in spiritual celebrities. And we have been enamored because they were recording artists or because they pastored mega churches. And we've put them up in God's place. And I'm tired of staring at Uzziah when I want to find him high and lifted up. We got to stop coming to church with this attitude. I've come to see this one. I've come to connect with that one. I want to reconnect with this one. I understand the spirit of honor and respect. And I don't know if too many people carry it the way I carry it. Because I'm adamant that you honor those that are over you in the Lord. And I carry a spirit of respect. But the fact remains, I did not come to see people. I came to have an encounter with him. So watch. In the scripture, Jesus said, this is my meat, that I do the will of him that has sent me. He said, and I pray for those that remain, those that you've left me with. I don't want you to take them out of the world. Just keep them from the world. But while they're in the world, let the world know that I'm in you and they're in me. In the South, we sing or used to, wrapped up, tied up, tangled all up in Jesus. I read in the book where he said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. So here's where we're getting ready to close. They're going to sing that, and I'm just a minister. Is that all right? Well, I am anyway. That's it. That's all we're doing, okay? God is trying to restore to the church what the church has abdicated and gave up. We tried to replace him with them. Come on. Well, I'll just find a bigger name. I'll just find another celebrity. And we keep running star after after star up on the platform. And people go home bound. They go home afflicted. They go home infirmed. Because we keep lifting up men. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, there's no stars in my church. I feel the same for you. We don't have stars and celebrities in our church. Come on. He is the one that we come to see. There is, if you want to call it demonology, first in, last out. Which means the one that's been in there the longest gonna be the last one to get out and possibly the hardest to get out of that person. So we in the church have systemically, gradually started taking things out that he put in the church. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, healing. We're not going to give up our blessed government. Come on, talk to me a little bit. You've already invited me back. It's too late to rescind the invitation. One of the members of this local church said, come back. I said, well, that's official. And here's what, if you're not careful, church of God, here's one of the next things we're getting ready to cut out. Tongues. Gifts of the Spirit. Wondering if it's even evidence. Initial evidence or even ongoing evidence. Did you know that when you lose the apostle, apostles govern. Prophets guide. They perfect you in the timing of God. They prepare the way of the Lord. They say, he's coming. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Okay? Come on. Isaiah. Come on. John. Prepare the way of the Lord. Apostles govern. Prophets guide. Evangelists gather. When's the last time we had good evangelists? Come on. Come on. Because we don't believe in gathering. Don't say too much. We don't want to gather. We don't know the sacred place anymore. Come on. We've given up the sacred place. But there is a sacred place. Watch me. Watch me. Hey, Ruth, if you go to the right field, you get Boaz. You go to the wrong field, you get Bozo. Because God has a right place and a wrong place. You did so eloquently. Elijah, go to the brook Cherith. I'm telling you which brook to go to. If you pick and choose the brook, you're going to go to a brook that is dried up. But if you go to the brook that I have assigned my presence. Oh, and when it does dry up, I got a widow in Zarephath that is going to feed you. Sometimes you got to find that designated place. So watch, the evangelist gathers and the teacher grows and the pastor guards. And we have systematically eliminated things that Christ put in the church to make the church effective. When's the last time you heard anybody tell you could get a miracle? Huh? When's the last time someone told you that God could cure your cancer? That he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the last thing that comes out is the first thing that's about to be restored. Tongues. The Babylonians took the Israelites captive and wanted to give them their language. Because if they could deprive them of their native tongue, they would forget where they were citizens of. Oh, and if we're not careful in the church of God, we're going to let the devil take away our native tongue, which tells me I am not a citizen of this world, that I speak in a heavenly language. We're in a moment. I feel the Holy Ghost. We're in a moment where it's about to crescendo. It's coming together strategically. We are in a Kairos moment. There's Chronos, man time, chronology, chronometer, right? Synchronize. That's man time. But there's a Kairos moment. Come on. And when the Chronos and the Kairos get together, when it's thy will being done on earth as it is in heaven, something comes through the corridor, the house of God, the gate of heaven. Everything that's going to happen in a positive way has to come through the church. Now I want to tell you, Northern New England, he's not coming back for anything less than what he left. He did not leave a powerless church. He did not leave an anemic, anesthetized, mummified church. Something's got to shift. Something's got to turn. Come on, I'm almost where I need to be. It probably wouldn't push you very much in your imagination to see me as A-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. When I was a boy, man, I could entertain myself. I mean, I would turn trash cans into basketball hoops. Okay? I would take cushions out of the couch. And I would have chips all over the floor. But you talk about going into action. Whenever I would see the headlights, I would start sweeping, get the cushions back, put the trash can where it ought to be, because I got motivated to get the house in order. Because the last thing Daddy told me, boy, when I get back, I better find this house just like I left it. Don't you hang your head. Don't you cradle your chin on your chest. Revival's coming to the church. Gifts are coming to the church. There's about to be an awakening in Northern New England. It is coming. It is coming. And it's going to keep getting better. And it's going to keep getting better. It's going to keep getting better. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Watch. Watch. Never met, obviously, Wigglesworth. Never had the privilege of meeting Summerall. But I know people that knew him and served under him. He went to be with the Lord in 1996. And Summerall, he said, I remember the first time I met Wigglesworth. He said, I was in a meeting. He said, and in that meeting, they brought a guy in on a cot. He's got his hospital gown on. The doctor's with him. And they're checking his vital signs. Because he's expected to die any moment. He said, I watched as Wigglesworth balled up his fist and hit him in the stomach and said, you're healed. He said, the doctor screamed at me and began to say hysterically, you've killed him. They're going to sue you. He said, 10 minutes later, he said, I watched him jump up on his feet. Healed by the power of God. He said, the next time I watched him, he said, a woman, they helped her in through the prayer line. She could hardly move. She was crippled beyond mobility. He said, Wigglesworth looked at her and said, run. Said, she didn't move. He said, run. She didn't move, so we pushed her. She stumbled. Somehow she put one foot in front of the other. He said, I watched him get behind her and say, run, 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 run. He said, the last time I saw her, he had run her slap out of the church, and she was running down the street, healed by the power of Almighty God. And it was to that Lester Summerall that Wigglesworth prophesied. He said, I see it coming. He said, I've had three visions, three only. He said, two have been fulfilled, and the third is yet to happen. He burst out, oh, it was amazing. He said, well, what was amazing? He said, I cannot reveal God's secrets. He said, but what you witnessed will not compare to what is about to come. I want you to throw your hand up and shout, I know it's getting better. Last thing, and then we're going to pray. What? I was studying the gradual healing the gradual miracle, and then the instantaneous, suddenly miracles. The woman with the issue of blood healed from that hour. The Canaanite woman whose daughter was vexed healed from that hour. Lepers, as they went, they were healed. But then you come to what I call a quantum leap, where the Kairos and the Chronos intersect. Oh. And the opening, the portal, is open. Have you ever wondered how the devil knew how to get back to access God? Because heaven has portals. Heaven has windows. Come on, preachers. I will open the portals. I will open the windows of heaven. He said, I know how to get in. And when we get up under the portal, when we get up under the window, what normally would take weeks and months can happen suddenly. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Oh, as a rushing mighty wind. What about the man they lowered through the roof on a cot? Immediately, he was made whole. I want to tell you before I begin praying for people, one thing can change everything. One thing can change everything. Water is hot at 211 degrees, but it doesn't boil until it's 212. Somebody's catching me. Water is cold at 33. It doesn't freeze till 32. One thing can change. One thing. One. Have you ever played Jenga? Come on. Have you ever played with your kids or grandkids? Don't break the ice. One move can change everything. One thing tonight can change everything for the rest of your life. One thing tonight can change everything for the rest of your ministry. This is the last thing I'm going to tell you. In the scripture, there is Phares and Zerah, the twin sons to Tamar, who the father was Judah, and it was time for these boys to be born. And the midwife watches as a hand comes out of Tamar's womb, and she takes a thread and marks him as the firstborn, the elder. But then, watch what happened. He draws back because he doesn't know his moment. He doesn't know his moment, and he draws back. But the second son by the name of Phares said, you might not know the moment, but I recognize my moment, and you can stay here if you want to stay here, but I'm getting ready to take a move into the unknown, into the unseen. How many of you tonight believe that you can take one step, one move? One step. It's been one step forward, two, three, and four steps back. But all I can tell you from the Holy Ghost is keep on stepping. Keep on stepping. Don't grow weary in well doing. For in due season, I'm waiting on some praise in here. In due season, you'll reap if you don't quit stepping. Kalalalabaya. Kalalalabaya. Ya, ya, ya. Hey, ya, ya, ya. Ah, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Somebody praise Him right now. Tell your neighbor. Say, hey, neighbor. You can go back if you want to go back. But I'm not going back to so-so services. I'm not going back to BC before COVID. My ladder shall be greater. I'm getting ready because it keeps getting better. He keeps getting better. He keeps getting better. Tell somebody, you about to go from good to better, from better to best. God's getting ready to blow your mind. I felt it. I told my wife. I said, all I know is what I know. And I know there's about to be an avalanche of miracle working power come back to the church. If you are ready to receive a miracle, if you're ready for God to use you to bring a miracle, I want you right now to get out of your seat and come stand right here. Because when the Lord gets ready, I said, when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. I'm waiting on somebody that knows that the water's been troubled. Hey, keeps getting better. Keeps getting better. Keep, hey, ototatapaha. Keep, hey, sholabaranda da kaka. Halabarodorabaya. Ow! Keeps getting better. I can't hardly stand it. How do you belly shuffle rivers of living water? Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Hold that up.
up, lady. Kula mandada paya. Shumama mandaya. Somebody shout, yes. Shoo. Ripikotoreaya. Iprenduru de pokosea. Kandana namakatataya. Remandolo makatataya. Sing it, keeps on getting better.
Keep on getting better. Keep on getting better.
Come on, sing it.
Keep on getting better. Keep on getting better. Keep on getting better. Keep on getting better. Keep on getting better.
Oh, that's the Holy Ghost.
Keep on. Keep on.
somebody. I want you to look for somebody. See, some of you right now, you are trying to figure this out. You're not going to figure this out. You're not going to make sense of this. This book is full of things you're not going to make no sense of. Fire that won't burn. A gnat's head that floats. Daniel in a lion's den. A fish spitting out tax money. Come on, where's your faith at? A virgin that gives birth to a Savior. Blind men seeing. Lame men leaping. Dead men living. I want to tell you that God's getting ready to unveil the power of the Lord on the earth. You're waiting till you understand it. That ain't how it works. For 2 years, they told us, trust the science. I said, well, I can't trust the science. Because all my life, science told me that was a man. And now you tell me that's not a man. Science told me that was a woman. I can't trust science. But I know in whom. Some of you, you're letting your mind mess up your miracle. Some things you can't understand. You just gotta believe. Here's what the book says. Taste and see. You don't get to see then taste. You gotta taste and I release you right now to turn around and lay your hand on somebody. And say it keeps getting better. Put your hand on their shoulder. Put your hand on their head. Tell them. Somebody else and lay your hand on them. Come on, Pentecostals. Come on, tongue talkers. Come on, Church of God. Lay hands on somebody. Lay hands on somebody. Lay your hand on somebody. This is why, Pastor, growing up in the church, somebody would get in this and say, hold on. Somebody get in here and say, turn loose. If you tried to walk away, they'd push you back down. Because while they may not have known what they had, they knew what had them. He's got me. He's got you. And we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I want you to look at somebody and tell them, hey, saint, quit talking about I can't win for losing. Baby, you can't lose for winning. You're more than a conqueror. I don't have to fly out of here till 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I'm as full of the Holy Ghost at 2 o'clock in the morning as I am 8:45. Jesus said he'll be with you, but he'll be in you. This is what I'm talking about. This is what we got to carry to this region. I never will forget. We had preached 10 services in Tifton, Georgia, Sunday morning through the next Sunday night. Had an 8-hour drive back to Charlotte. I said, let's go to Golden Corral. Okay? Show up at the buffet place, lunchtime. Had my jeans and t-shirt on. Looked like anything but a preacher. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, excuse me, are you a preacher? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, what kind? I said, Holy Ghost kind. She said, I thought so. She said, I thought so. She said, my husband hadn't been able to walk in months. He's been on crutches. She said, would you lay hands on him? You better be careful where you ask me to pray for you. Because I'm not going to drag you over to a corner. I paid my bill, and you know where he was parked? In the handicapped spot. Right out front. Construction workers coming in and out. Telephone linemen coming in and out. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. I said, raise your hands. I put hands on him. Next thing I knew, the crutches had fell. When I left to come back home, he was still running laps in the parking lot. I'm just an ambassador. I'm just an ambassador. God's going to put something fresh on us in this last day. They're going to say, I don't know what it is about you, but I want whatever it is. Will you just slip your hand up right now and say, here am I. Send me. You don't have to be in a camp meeting. Doesn't have to be behind a pulpit. Doesn't have to be with a mic in my hand. Just use me. Just use me. I just feel the Holy Ghost here. You have been so obliging. You have been so receptive. And I think right now, before I lay this mic down, we need to take a moment and just thank him. This is not visitation. This is habitation. It's not something we're going to lay down and pick up at the next state meeting. What God is doing in this hour is going to strengthen and increase and intensify. Can you thank Him? And here's what I feel out of the Lord for us to do. Thank Him for hearing the years of prayers. I believe it's going to be an hour of acceleration. And I believe prayers are going to be answered in a piggyback fashion. In rapid succession. I'm not talking about one member of a family getting saved in 6 months, another one. I'm talking about, I'm just believing for whole families getting saved at one time. Come on. I believe God in this last hour, in this last hour, can cause churches to fill up in a matter of weeks. Is your faith out there that far? Come on. Surely if you believe God can deliver us from sin and remove our past, surely God can do that for somebody else. I believe that it will be even as He has told us. Would you tell Him you love Him right now? Would you be intimate with Him right now? One of the first lessons I can remember is my mama telling me, when somebody does something for you, son, say thank you. Sometimes church members ain't got no manners. God just bless us, and we throw up a thank Him like we can't hardly wait to run up out of here. We need to take a few moments and thank Him right now. We thank You. You've restored some things. You've awakened some things. Resuscitated, invigorated us. I pray when you go back to your prospective churches this weekend, you're going to see a different climate. Different atmosphere. Somebody's already asked me, you going to go back and preach Sunday? I said, sure I am. I'm not going to let this momentum die down. Amen. You just show up Sunday and say, I'm your new pastor. Well, you look like the old pastor. You say, it is me, but it ain't me. He made me again another vessel. Can you give God a praise right now? Again, from Janice to myself to my family to Judah. Thank you, Bishop First Lady White. Thank you to all of the various ministers and ministries. I have watched this body function beautifully. And I have been blessed by every preacher. Your encouragement has just meant so much. I have a deep love for you. I really do. And I hope that has come through. You have been a blessing to us. And we are honored to have partnered with you. And I can't wait to hear what is coming next for Northern New England. Amen. Bishop, I'm done. Hallelujah. Somebody.